This book is all about how to help recover piety in the house.
Pastor Will Wheaton, talking about his new book, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety.
What do you do when people have confused a legalistic pietism for any form of Christian piety? And by piety, I just mean godly habits.
Learn more about Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkham. We're coming to you live this Friday, January the 19th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a simple game we like to play with our listeners. The first part of it is on our end. We play four sound bites that we have culled from this week's Issues Etc. audio. And after we've played those four sound bites, you give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. When you send us your vote via email, Twitter, or via the Facebook fan page, make sure that you tell us who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Talkback@issuesetc.org is the email address, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We will give away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Suzanne Venker. Here she is answering the question, what kind of men await women who postpone marriage?
That's just a huge problem for them, because ultimately, when they get to the, if you're talking about your mid to late 30s, most of the men who they're going to, would they would desire to marry, are going to have already been taken, number one, because they were more focused on marriage-minded women from the get-go. And also, the more you climb in on the ladder, so to speak, educationally and career-wise, stats still show that women still want men at their equal level or higher, and they're not finding that. So by the time you get to be that age and you've put it off or rejected it or dismissed it or what have you, your pool of options has dwindled considerably. And they find themselves in a really bad situation, which is why a lot of them consider, you know, having children on their own or whatever else they want to do. But anyway, it's problematic. It's just kind of a sad situation, because it doesn't have to be that way. I guess that's really what gets me and why I wrote that piece, is there really is a whole different way that you can map out your life. It doesn't need to be this complicated and end up with so much heartache.
That's soundbite number one, Suzanne Venker, on what kind of men await women who postpone marriage. If you would like to vote for that one, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at IssuesETC, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Tom Egger. Here he is commenting on the odd fact that when Abraham died, the only thing that he owned in the Promised Land was a grave.
All they had was God's promise. And as time went on, the longer time went on, especially when they found themselves sojourning down in Egypt for hundreds of years, eventually being enslaved down there, certainly it seemed like those promises were now impossible. The promise that they were going to inherit this entire land, the land of Canaan. It really is parallel, isn't it, to Abraham and Sarah waiting for a son. Those were very long years, from age 75 to age 100 for Abraham. God oftentimes allows his people to wait. And that's what faith is. Faith is still believing that God will make good on his promises, because he has in the past, and he is a faithful God. All they had was a grave, of all things. And yet, it's interesting that in that grave, lie Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in the New Testament times, when people are disputing God's faithfulness to raise the dead, Jesus points to them and says, hey, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. Those three men who had that great promise but never received anything in a sense other than a grave in that land are heirs of the heavenly country that God has prepared for his people. And they yet will share in the great hope of the land inheritance of God's people in the age to come.
That's soundbite number two. Professor Tom Egger, Abraham owned only a tomb in the land. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, just leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send your vote to us via Twitter at issuesetc or via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Terry Mattingly. He has watched Oprah Winfrey for a long time and has for a long time called her the de facto leader of the religious left. Here he is telling us what works for Oprah and her audience.
Oprah can identify with anything if you let her define the terms. And Oprah also understands that we live, like I said, in a visual and emotional age, and that she can project the emotions of Black Pentecostalism, even if she doesn't believe any of the doctrines, except that she believes in the miraculous. She believes that some sort of God is listening and cares about you, and she can project that miracles can happen in your life, and she means it, but then you have to define, well, what's a miracle? Oprah can make anything work if you let her define the terms. I've talked to people that have been on her show, and you just can't beat Oprah with these pesky little things called facts. Facts don't work for the Oprah audience. Story works. Experience works. Emotion works. And in that sense, Todd, I think what part of the things we're working our way around is that Oprah's style is extremely similar to the kind of revivalistic, emotional, doctrine-free, Christ follower, not doctrinal, let's just be the church. All of those emotions that have been so popular in American Protestantism, Oprah can pull all of that off. You don't have any problems until you start trying to talk about specifics. And she's really good at not talking about specifics.
That's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly, on what works for Oprah and her audience. If you'd like to vote for that one, to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, January the 19th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us your email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because soundbite number four is ahead. And after that, we'll take a break and then we'll take your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. We do a weekly series with him this week in Pop American Christianity. Here he is answering the question, whether or not I need modern day prophets or prophecies.
I don't need these prophecies because the prophecies I have in Scripture tell me that Jesus is returning. And he'll be here soon enough. I don't know when. It could be in my lifetime. It could be many centuries from now. But I know what the future is. And the future is that Jesus himself is going to return in glory to judge the living and the dead. And he's going to make a new heavens and a new earth. And the heavenly Jerusalem is going to come down from heaven. And as Revelation said, God is going to make his dwelling place now with man. And so I know the future. The prophetic words given in Scripture are very comforting. And I don't need these modern day prophets. I have the apostles and prophets that wrote this stuff down in Scripture, and they all agree with each other. It's fascinating when you see how Ezekiel and Isaiah and Daniel and the apostle John and the apostle Paul, they are saying the exact same thing about the future. And because I am certain that these men heard from God, the future that they have painted is an amazing one. And to that, I say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. I cannot wait for these prophecies to ultimately find their fulfillment in the return and our being able to visibly see the face of Jesus on that day. It's going to be just awe-inspiring. It's going to be amazing.
As Pastor Chris Roseborough with soundbite number 4, do I need modern day prophets or prophecies? Those are the 4 soundbites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and you will pick soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love. Listening to God's Word, daily prayers, frequent and faithful reception of the Eucharist, confession of sins and absolution, good works. Learn more about the life of Lutheran piety in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January, Thank, Praise, Serve, and Obey, Recover the Joys of Piety. It's written by regular guest Pastor Will Whedon. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. Thank, praise, serve, and obey.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, January the 19th. You vote for one of the 4 soundbites we've played for you by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can also vote via email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number 1, Suzanne Venker? What kind of men await women who postpone marriage? Soundbite number 2, Pastor Tom Egger, Abraham owned only a tomb in the Promised Land. Soundbite number 3, Terry Mattingly, what works for Oprah and her audience? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Chris Roseborough, do I need modern day prophets or their prophecies? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Dennis is listening here in Collinsville, Illinois. Hi, Dennis.
Hello. I'm going to take soundbite number 4. I grew up with that type of stuff when I was a kid. And as far as it's one thing for them to sit there and try to prophesy, but it's what gets up to it is what is the scary part, is you get into church, the music starts, it slows down. The adults start sweating like seaweed, and then they start making these weird noises, and then they start crying, and then someone comes up to you, even as a kid, and will say, well, God told me to tell you that he loves you and has all these special things for you if you would just let him. So instead of getting a blessing, you get a guilt trip. So what he said when he says, I know the future, and I don't need this modern nonsense, is very true, and it's very relieving.
Dennis, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Collinsville. Swaying like seaweed. I like that a lot. Bill is on the line. He is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Bill.
Yes, I heard Mattingly yesterday talking about Oprah, and what caught my attention was the phrase he used, stories over dogma. And I've heard enough stories when I was in evangelicalism, pastors who would, you know, just recount these fantastic tales of what they did and how they fought the devil, all that stuff. And I never really heard the gospel, which is why I'm not a Lutheran. But it's true. Stories over dogma. It grabs the attention and people's ears are tickled. So number three, that's what I vote for.
All right. It's actually going to be soundbite number four. Pastor Chris Roseboro, do I need modern day prophecies of the prophets? Bill says no in St. Louis. Here is Matthew in Michigan. He's voting for Pastor Egger's clip regarding God's promises because it strengthens my faith and reminds me to abandon myself always to his word and promises. Faith shall cry as fails each sense. Jesus is my confidence. Great line from that hymn, Matthew. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Sean says, Suzanne Venker offers sound advice in an era when the culture believes the exact opposite. As someone who unconsciously bought into the idea that we can wait until marriage and children to suit our timing, I may have missed my opportunity to be a parent. Her message needs to be repeated loudly and often. God bless you all at Issues, etc. Thank you, Sean. Janet listens in Livonia, Michigan, voting for soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on what works for Oprah and her audience. Terry Mattingly, she says, it isn't true for Oprah's audience, but seems to be true for too many Americans. I fear the facts don't matter segment of the population is nearly or already at half. Janet, thanks for listening in Michigan. Philip listens in Charlottesville, Virginia. He's voting for soundbite number three as well. He says, as Oprah has been carrying the banner for empty emotional progressivism for 30 years, using emotional appeals and heavy tears, yet never being challenged by the news media, Mattingly is right. Facts don't need no stinking facts. We got Oprah. Philip, thank you very much for listening in Virginia. Chad listens in Alexandria, Minnesota. Great clips as usual with three sons that I hope to see marry someday. I'm concerned about the issues brought up by Suzanne Venker in this clip and others. Thanks for bringing up these unpopular observations for discussion. Keep up the good work. We will, Chad. Thank you very much. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on what works for Oprah and her audience.
Oprah can identify with anything if you let her define the terms. And Oprah also understands that we live, like I said, in a visual and emotional age, and that she can project the emotions of Black Pentecostalism, even if she doesn't believe any of the doctrines, except that she believes in the miraculous. She believes that some sort of God is listening and cares about you, and she can project that miracles can happen in your life, and she means it. But then you have to define, well, what's a miracle? Oprah can make anything work if you let her define the terms. I've talked to people that have been on her show, and you just can't beat Oprah with these pesky little things called facts. Facts don't work for the Oprah audience. Story works. Experience works. Emotion works. And in that sense, Todd, I think part of the things we're working our way around is that Oprah's style is extremely similar to the kind of revivalistic, emotional, doctrine-free, Christ follower, not doctrinal, let's just be the church. All of those emotions that have been so popular in American Protestantism, Oprah can pull all of that off. You don't have any problems until you start trying to talk about specifics. And she's really good at not talking about specifics.
At soundbite number three, the winner this week, Terry Mattingly, What Works for Oprah and Her Audience. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Dennis here in Collinsville. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesetc.org. It's National Lutheran Schools Week next week. We're going to be discussing progressive education versus classical Lutheran education with Dr. Thomas Korchak of Concordia University Chicago. We're going to cover some topics like method-driven education, socialization in the classroom, technology in the classroom, the role of the teacher, and teaching worldviews with him all next week on Issues Etc. If facts don't matter, then, well, really nothing that Oprah has to say matters, or what we believe matters. The truth does matter, and it is centered in a person. Not Oprah, of course, but Jesus Christ. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Here's what you'll find in the latest Issues Etc. journal. I've written a column titled A Letter to Ex-Evangelicals. Pastor Rob Kieslowski has detailed his journey to the Lutheran Christian tradition, and Dr. Ken Sherb writes about the story of an entire city's journey to the Reformation, Strasbourg, France. We'll send you the Issues Etc. journal for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The free online Issues Etc. journal.